With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the impact of a bad software update has affected millions across the globe.
The update from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike affected customers running Microsoft Windows. It impacted the hospital in California where this nurse, Jackie, works.
Computers are black. We have the screen of death. We do have wound camera phones that are iPhones, which we're allowed to give medications on.
Audio from TMX. Government offices and businesses were slowed down. So were airports. Logan Luster was trying to fly out of Dallas.
They're actually doing everything on paper, which is what's taking so long.
All the chaos had air traveler Niebert David thinking.
Maybe we need to have a backup plan.
There were delays getting into the U.S. because of the outage at the borders with Mexico and Canada. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Russian court has convicted a U.S. reporter of espionage after a trial widely seen as politically motivated. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Court judge Andrei Mineyev rules that Gershkovich is guilty of committing a crime under Article 276 of the Russian Criminal Code and sentences him to imprisonment for a term of 16 years. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in a defendant's cage in the regional court and listened impassively to the verdict. When the judge asked if he understood it, the journalist replied, "Yes." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least two people have died and more than two dozen were hospitalized in an outbreak of listeria food poisoning linked to meat sliced at grocery store deli counters. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 377 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression is brewing in Colorado.
In March of last year, Jeffrey Hunt was kicked out of the gallery of the Capitol building in Denver for wearing a pro-life T-shirt. Officials say there's a ban on clothing bearing political messages in the gallery, but Hunt says that's a violation of the First Amendment, and he's threatening a lawsuit with help from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. The organization says, quote, suppressing silent, non-disruptive political expression is not permissible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Farm equipment maker John Deere says it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades, making the agricultural machinery manufacturer one of the latest U.S. companies to distance itself from the LGBT agenda. Deere's announcement comes just weeks after rural retailer Tractor Supply entered an array of homosexual sponsorships. Both companies are acting against a wider backdrop of backlash that has been targeting firms which have gone on in the LGBT agenda. A deadly drone attack on Israel raises concerns in the region. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Mideast defense analysts agree that deadly drone attack on Tel Aviv signals a dangerous regional escalation that broadens the threat against Israel to a third front. The Jewish state's military brain trust was again caught off guard as an Iranian-built drone was spotted making its way from Yemen, but not treated as a threat by the military during its 1,300-mile journey. It entered Tel Aviv skies from the Mediterranean and detonated above the nation's second-largest city, killing one without having triggered the air defense sirens. Although limiting its scope until now to the south, elated by its success, the Iranian terror proxy Houthis have vowed to make Tel Aviv its primary target. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.